Welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Many of you probably have no idea about what sort of church Heart City is. We're a pretty tiny church plant located in a former bank building in the downtown of a small city in Indiana. Last weekend, we had a garage sale where we advertised all proceeds were going to our building fund, and we're now celebrating. We're praising God for the $169 we made. A friend jokingly asked me if we had made enough for the praise band platform and the laser light show equipment. It's a joke because our worship is pretty low key, which I know seems foolish to the wise men of worship in our day. Our location is nowhere near the influential district, and our congregation size suggests we are definitely not culture changing. But my friend, we are still celebrating our $169 because of what we are a part of, the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus tells his disciples two parables about the kingdom of heaven, and they need to be kept together. The parables of the little seed and the leaven, Matthew 13:31-33. Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches." Now Jesus, just previous to this, told a parable about a sower who sows seed, but only one quarter of it's successful. And he also told a parable about a field sown with good seed that gets filled up with weeds. And Jesus knows that his disciples may be getting discouraged about the seeding obstacles that the kingdom of heaven mission will present to them. So Jesus decides to use one more seed sowing parable, but without any obstacles, except for the belief that size posits success. Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like," and trust me, nobody is thinking that the comparison is going to be something super small, but that's exactly what Jesus says. "The kingdom of heaven is like a man planting a grain of mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds." Our thoughts of God's kingdom tend towards that which our world sees as vast and impressive. But Jesus says we're thinking all wrong if we place our hope in what captivates today. Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is so small and unimpressive, you might miss it altogether, because God veils his kingdom in humility in this age. I mean, think about how this gospel started, with a Jewish boy growing up in Nazareth. You know that part of the country where no one respectable comes from? God came this way. Jesus came this way so folks would despise him. Like this mustard seed, which doesn't seem like much. But Jesus says, "Beloved, big things come in small packages. From this tiniest of seeds comes a plant greater than all garden plants. With branches so great, birds see it as a great place to make their homes." And so they don't miss the point. Jesus provides this non-identical twin parable in verse 33. "The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour till it was all leavened." Now let me note that this is some woman. 3 measures of flour is 128 cups, or 16 5-pound bags. So by the time you add 40-plus cups of water, you got about 100 pounds of dough. Do you see the size and weight of this baking project this woman is doing? And there's a real sense that this world is quite the project God has going on, and it's going to require some major muscle to move it around and manage it. But no, the kingdom of heaven is like the leaven placed in the dough, something small that gets engulfed in something way too big for it. How can anything so small impact something so big? But we all know how yeast works. It slowly permeates the dough and eventually causes it to explode. Think of Lucy in that Charlie Brown episode, watches her baking experiment exploding out of the oven. John Chrysostom comments, "The leaven, though it is buried, is not destroyed. Little by little, it transmutes the whole lump into its own condition. This happens with the gospel." To disciples who might be discouraged over the challenges they've faced, to little churches we're looking at the discouraging things before them in a large world, Jesus gives a picture of what will be. I mean, can you imagine what the disciples would think if they walked the earth today? It began with them, their little insignificant group on Pentecost Sunday. And their message has now reached the far corners of the globe, even to Elkhart, Indiana, where Heart City Church celebrates how God takes the small things and uses them to reveal His glory. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.